From Spark and Anvil and Deduce Quest, this is Reeve in Chapter 1 of the Deduce Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Reeve never believes anything the first time she hears it. She believes it the second time, but only if the second time comes from somewhere the first time never touched. Her desk is covered in what looks like chaos, 3, 4, 5 different accounts of the same small event, laid out in a row. A note from one person, a lockbook from another, a scrap someone else scribbled. She reads across them, left to right, like reading one sentence written in 5 different hands. One story is just a story, she says, sliding 2 pages together where they overlap. But 2 stories that never met, saying the same thing. She taps the spot where they agree. Now we're getting somewhere. And 2 stories that disagree, she taps a mismatch and her eyes light up. That's not a problem. That's the door. Reeve grew up as the middle child of a big family, which meant she spent her whole childhood being told 5 different versions of who started it. She learned fast that no single account was the truth. Each person's story was shaped by where they were standing and what they wanted to be true. But she also learned something more useful. When 2 siblings who weren't on the same side happened to agree on 1 detail, that detail was almost always real. Nobody had a reason to invent it. It survived because it happened. A fact that only lives in one place is fragile, she says. It could be a mistake, a lie, a bad memory, you can't tell. But a fact that shows up in 2 places that never coordinated, she spreads her hands. That fact had to earn its way into both. Agreement across sources that didn't talk to each other, that's about as close to solid as an outsider ever gets. She came to the Deducia Quest Academy after Deducia, the host, watched her settle a schoolyard dispute, not by asking who was lying, but by finding the one detail 3 arguing kids had all mentioned without noticing. On her first day, the head gave her a puzzle. 2 witness statements about a missing pastry, each internally sensible, and asked her which to believe. Reeve didn't pick one. She laid them side by side and drew a line down the middle. This one says the window was open. This one says it was cold and the window was shut. They agree on everything else: the time, the room, the smell. She tapped the single disagreement. So I don't need to know who's lying. I need to know about the window, because that's the only place their stories fork, which means the answer is hiding right there. The head, who had watched apprentices waste hours deciding which witness seemed nicer, said quietly, "You didn't choose a story. You found the seam between them." In her workshop, she teaches students to stop trusting single sources. A boy came in frustrated. "I looked it up and got the answer, but it was wrong, and now I don't trust anything." Reeve nodded like he'd just described growing up. "Good," she said. "You shouldn't trust one lookup. One source is a rumor with good posture." She handed him the same question and 3 different references. "Now check all 3. Where they agree, believe it. Where one disagrees with the other 2, that's where I look closer?" "That's where you live for a while," Reeve said. "The lonely disagreement is either the one source that's right when the others copied the same mistake, or the one that's wrong. Either way, it's the most interesting thing on the table. Boring facts agree quietly. It's the arguments between your sources that teach you something." The boy compared the 3, found that 2 agreed and 1 was an old, outdated version, and, for the first time, felt like he'd earned the answer instead of just receiving it. Later, the boy asked the question, "But what if all my sources are wrong the same way? What if they agree because they all copied each other?" Reeve worked still, the way she did when someone asked the real question. "That," she said, "is the trap, and you just found it yourself. Agreement is only strong if the sources are independent, if they didn't get it from each other. 3 websites that all copied the same original aren't 3 sources, though one source wearing 3 coats," she tapped her desk. "So before I trust an agreement, I ask, did these 2 actually see it separately? Or did one just repeat the other? A witness and a logbook that were written in different rooms by different people, that agreement is gold. Three kids repeating what the loudest kid said? That's not corroboration. That's an echo, she smiled. The whole skill is telling a chorus of real voices apart from one voice in a hall of mirrors. The boy went home and about night when his little brother and his best friend, who had never met, both independently mentioned the same odd detail about a story he doubted, he felt the specific, quiet click of a thing becoming true and understood he'd just watched two roads meet.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Reeve. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit sparkandanvil.com for the full transcript.